Okay, we're here this morning with David at the press conference for the film Natalino. David, the end of a year's long work.
The end of a year of work. For start, I want to thank you to come here, and I'm really happy you're here. And for all the help you've been giving us for all this year, as a performance, as an actor, as a suggestion for location, and it's been great to have you on our side. And I'm really, really emotional at the moment because it's a finish of a year. So a year is not really an era, but it's an end of things. So for these past 365 days, I've been working on a project which now is finished. I'm happy on one side, sad of the other, because you know when something's finished, you just hope to start again to something else straight away. But I also hope to do a good thing with the one you did. So, what I would like to say is, I like the fact that everything is about collaboration. For what I'm concerned about it, alone, there's nothing you can do. Because if I was alone, nothing would really be...
You just answered the question I was going to ask you. That's perfect, because what I'm interested in is not the final product. The final product is interesting, but it's the process that you've just been through for this whole year to get to this final product. It's the collaboration, and it's obvious there's a collaboration, enormous collaboration, right through a community.
Yes.
Put this film together. That's the part that I find really interesting from the start to the finish of this film, is this collaboration, this possibility that you've had, or you've created, to bring all these people together. It's incredible. I've never seen anything like
this. There is over 120 persons in the cast.
Exactly.
There is so many people. And they all volunteer. They all did it for, let's say, nothing. And actually, sometimes it actually cost something, because some people actually took the day off work to come and shoot the scene. So it's been a big sacrifice for everybody. But the base of everything is always collaboration. The person I had closest to me, obviously, is Samantha, because she's my director of photography. Mm. She's helped me to do the edit, she helped me to do every shot, and she never missed one scene. Where I was, she was there as well. So if I don't have a very close collaboration with her, I mean, the product, the end of the product wouldn't be the same, because, I mean, she had a big word on it. Same with the Nazareno, with Cesare, with Eugene, with them. With everybody during the journey, helped. And in the book I wrote, I dedicate a paragraph about this importance of collaboration, which is the base of everything. You know, you can't just go alone and do your things. It just doesn't work. No, not today.
So here we are at the press conference, but it's a press conference not just for a film, because there's also a book.
Yes. Yeah. We did a book based on the film. The fact is, the film is coming from a comic book.
Right.
Nazareno Giusti wrote the comic book. We did a film on it, and from the film Nazareno did some other drawing about it. And because we had so many pictures made by Samantha, and I had so many things I wanted to say about the film, and Nazareno wanted to expose this new drawer, we thought it could be a nice idea to make a book. And we were supposed to start with like a 50-page book, something really, really cheap. Mm. And how we do things in Albatros, they never end up cheap. So we did something really expensive, really good, but the product is fantastic.
It's
actually
a great product, yes.
It's great. I like it a lot, and really happy. I'm really happy to have my name on it, and just, you know, it's great.
Wonderful. So this Thursday, there's the first screening in Fornaggi.
So I probably I'm not going to go. No, I'm joking, obviously. No, I'm really, really scared, actually. I think fear would be the right word to use in this case. I remember the past premiere I had for different work I did. I always had a tremendous headache every time. I don't know what's going to happen this time. I mean, this is something really big. The cinema has 270 seats. You already have over 360 persons confirmed they're going to come to the premiere. So I hope they don't mind to come to the next one, some of them, because obviously there's not going to be enough space inside the cinema, so they have to come to the next projection, which is going to be in Barga, and it's going to be the 2nd of March, which the cinema in Barga is a lot bigger than the others.
True.
So probably everybody would come to that, I hope. I think it's finished there,
It's finished.
Okay,
the press conference is over, and now it's all Thursday. Thursday is when it's off.
Yeah, everything happened on Thursday.
Okay,
wow.
David, wonderful, great, Great piece of work.
Thank you, Ken. You had a big part in this.
Now I want to know about what's the next step, because...
Next step, I got a little project in my mind.
My little is a big word.
I always start with the little. So for now, I'm going to say, I'm writing a story which you call Little Red Box 3x3, which is a very surreal story, which I start writing it now, and probably I'm going to make a movie of that, probably. But you know, you never know. Could be a different project coming along before, and you never know. So I can't really tell you, that's going to be the next one. I got ideas, many ideas.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.